Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we continue our exploration of planets by talking about them through all 12 astrological signs. And today we're going to look at Chiron, which is actually not a planet, but an asteroid in the asteroid belt between Saturn and Uranus. Chiron is commonly known as the wounded healer, and it is associated with the energies that we are moving through in this lifetime that correspond with a deeper soul wound, your greatest vulnerability, insecurities, suffering, pain, doubts, all these lower energies that we have developed and experienced through our lifetime also have the potential to be healed, to be a part of our journey into self-acceptance and personal peace, and support us in knowing ourselves and our gifts at a much deeper level. Chiron moves on an irregular elliptical, and that means its orbit is not one that can be as predictable as other planets. Chiron will spend more time in some astrological signs than in others, which can also mean that more of the population will have their Chiron in one sign more so than another. So the Chiron energies are really fascinating to understand and explore, and I highly recommend two books on Chiron. One is by Melanie Reinhart called Chiron and the Healing Journey. The other one is by Barbara Han Clow called Chiron, Rainbow Bridge Between the Inner and Outer Planets. I recommend both or either of these books if you have strong Chiron energy in your natal astrology chart or if you are experiencing a strong Chiron transit, because this is going to help you understand the themes, energies, and healing potential that Chiron opens up for you. So think of having a wound on your arm, on your leg, abdomen, and at some point it was very painful. And chances are that wound, it gets healed over time. Maybe it forms a scar or some scar tissue. Perhaps there's something there that the body develops to heal itself. And Chiron is this energy, but at a soul level. Chiron can bring us into a wound. It can bring us into that scar tissue, that original pain we felt around something that really affected us at an energetic level. But just like the body has the capacity to heal itself over time with effort, with intention, so does the soul. So does the energies of that wound have the potential to heal you, to bring you wisdom, higher understanding, as well as self-compassion. So Chiron is a very interesting energy to know in yourself, because once you do, you're going to start to see how common threads in your life have shown you these Chiron energies. So we often think about Chiron as the parts of ourselves that are most vulnerable, but they also allow us to develop really potent and impactful energetic healing frequencies in ourselves. Chiron opens us up to more of what we're capable of that we didn't realize we had access to, but we have to go into that scar, into that wound, into the pain, and then we have access to even more. So Chiron is also associated with alternative healing methods, things that are outside of the mainstream, outside of the status quo. So wherever Chiron is in your chart is where you may find yourself drawn to unconventional healing modalities or something that really speaks to you that maybe you didn't think of before, that isn't of a predictable nature. Chiron really excels in what is off the beaten path. It also can be very useful for finding new solutions, finding a new way to bring something together or to understand what might work. This can be very helpful because if you've been hitting your head trying to get to a solution or figure something out and it's not working, Chiron invites you to take another pathway, to go in another direction, and to stay open to something new or different that could be a unique and perfect fit for exactly what you need. So Chiron always brings us gifts of some sort when we are looking for them, when we're searching for them, but often these gifts are of an alternative nature. They aren't something that we would just go to right away. It's part of the journey of Chiron, is that you're able to explore and stay open to what is unique and supportive for you. Chiron is also the energy in a chart that can signify marriage, that can signify where you are uniquely bonded with someone who helps your healing journey in this lifetime. Chiron can be a strong indicator of the type of energy that you pull in or pull forward that can be very healthy and healing for you. And in fact, when we look at composite charts or partnership charts, friendship charts, family charts, when you're looking at energies between two people and you see that there's a Chiron connection, that can be a very healing energy. Of course, it depends on the planets involved, because Chiron conjunct the Sun, Chiron conjunct Venus will have a very loving, strong energy, which could be very different than Chiron conjunct Saturn, for example, which would bring up more responsibilities. So between two people, Chiron is the energy of where you need support, perhaps where you're looking for someone who can heal, support you, bring in an energy that gives you new insights. This does not mean that Chiron requires another person in order to be healed, but it is an interesting connection between charts when there is strong Chiron energy present. And that's because throughout our lives, of course, we're going to have insecurities, fears, vulnerabilities, and the right friendship, partnerships, connections, people who really see you, who really can have access to those deeper parts of you, can then contribute to that energy of healing and help you understand more of yourself and how you can work with others to not feel ostracized, isolated, or alone. And in fact, this is something else that can come up when Chiron is strong in a chart, specifically when Chiron is conjunct the Sun or the Moon. The Chiron energy can show up as being on the outskirts of a family, of a group, of feeling like you don't know where you fit in, you don't know where you belong. The Chiron energy is activating a wound at a very deep level that you chose to work through in this lifetime. Chiron can be feeling like you have to work harder to know yourself. For example, when Chiron is conjunct the Sun, Chiron conjunct the Moon can be certainly about the mother, a mother wound, the family, growing up, your emotional world. Any of the energies of the Moon would then be a big part of your healing in this lifetime. So the Chiron energy conjunct another planet is going to give you a focal point of what you're healing in this lifetime. And when you have the consciousness and the intention to understand those parts of yourself and to work with them, it then opens up all these new potentials in your life. And in fact, these are then the gifts and talents that you have access to that can support other people. So it's a very strong energy. It's very fascinating to look at in our natal charts. You would want to also look at where Chiron is by house placement in your chart. Chiron in the first house, Chiron in the second house, and so on, will show you the area of life where this energy is coming up. And again, where you're developing confidence, but only by working through those vulnerabilities, fears, and insecurities. It's also important to note that the Chiron energies need to be taken care of throughout one's life. They usually signify an area of life that you're working on that is never fully healed. It just becomes something that you're aware of. It can always be that tender spot, similar to having a scar tissue or something on your arm where you had an injury. You're aware of, okay, this is just a little sensitive right here. Please don't touch me here. Please be aware of this part of my arm. It's the same energy of you're just going to have to manage it and take care of it throughout your life, but it often becomes easier. You get stronger, you're more aware of it, and you probably have developed a process to work with these Chiron energies. And in fact, that's one of the best things we can do, is develop a process of energetic support around where our Chiron energies need us most. If Chiron is retrograde in your chart, that means that you do have to spend more time on your inner process, on your inner healing. It could be very, very private for you, what you keep within yourself, what you withhold, requiring more time by yourself. Anytime a planet is retrograde, it requires us to go in first. And then at some point when you're ready, you may be able to talk about it, to share it, to bring it out to others. But Chiron retrograde signifies a more internal healing process. And it's important to honor that. It's important to have the necessary tools that will support you in what you need. So we're going to move through all 12 astrological signs. I'm going to briefly describe what Chiron means in each sign. And of course, I recommend getting either or both of those books by Melanie Reinhardt or Barbara Hanclow to do more of a deep dive into the specifics of these energies and to understand more of what your soul agreed to work on in this lifetime. So because this is a soul wound, it can feel very deep, but there's also energies present in this lifetime that are supporting us more than ever. So let's begin with Chiron in Aries. This is the development of a self-identity. This is understanding who you are on your own terms. And so there can be fears around independence. There can be fears around who you are and doing something on your own. You're developing confidence, you're developing courage to be yourself, perhaps to go your own way. You're also developing the ability to really connect with your gut level instincts, to really trust yourself and to trust what feels right for you. So the Chiron energy weakens that Aries sense of self and provides something that is vulnerable. And every time you have an energy that triggers that Chiron in Aries, it can bring up the who am I questions, and it can bring up your ability to do something on your own terms and if you should, and then it brings up more of these deeper questions around if this is really true for you. So Chiron in Aries is showing you more of who you are, but it's going to require you to do things that are courageous, that are on your own terms, that take you away from others and help you develop confidence on your own terms throughout your life. Chiron in Taurus is the energy of developing your self-worth, really looking at how you value who you are. And it can show up through the energies of money, relationship, and your ability to receive. Chiron in Taurus is where you're looking at everything around you and you're really getting clear on what you believe you are worthy of. But that can come up through struggles. That can come up through money, the money you make, the money that comes in, and really understanding if you believe you're worthy of this or not. The Chiron energy in Taurus can also make it clear to you that you're not certain of what has true meaning. You're figuring out your value system. You're looking at, well, what do I really need to feel strong and stable in my life? And can I do this on my own? Chiron in Taurus will bring up fears around self-sufficiency and whether or not you're good enough, quote unquote. So understanding these themes can help you develop the tools necessary to build a strong foundation for yourself and to ensure that you're actively aware of when these messages pop up and how you can work with them to reprogram them accordingly. Chiron in Gemini is where you are developing trust in your ability to communicate, to learn, to express yourself. And sometimes this Chiron in Gemini can show up in your early years as a learning disorder or something that makes it challenging to take in information. You need more time, you need more space, you don't want to be rushed. Chiron in Gemini is about your mind and the information all around you, how you process it, how you sit with it, and then how you speak or communicate it in return. So the Chiron in Gemini energy is developing confidence in the throat chakra, in the ability to express oneself, and in the ability to trust your mind. So understand that part of what you are healing here is how you can Be aware of thought patterns. Be aware of messages that come up that are limiting or tell you that you're not able to do something. This can also be around your perception of your own intelligence. Again, Gemini is the mind. So you want to be very aware of where your mind goes, the messages you're saying to yourself, and how you can turn those around. How you can understand that it's okay to learn things your own way, that you can do things on your own terms, on your own timeline, and that that is no indication of anything around your intelligence or your mind or your smarts. It's simply a different way of receiving information and communicating it back out. Chiron in Cancer is related to your home environment when you were younger, your relationship with your mother or your father, and where you feel safe in the world. It could have been with Chiron in Cancer, you did not have that place of emotional safety or physical safety. You didn't have the reliable home base that you needed. And it could be that you developed some understanding that you weren't able to receive. You had to do something on your own. You didn't trust other people who you thought you could trust or rely on, especially when you're younger. So Chiron in Cancer brings up what we need to feel safe in the world, what we need to feel safe in our lives and safe at home. This is also the energy of being able to receive from others without having an elaborate defense system or being too self-protected. So you're being asked to look at the walls you built up out of safety when you were younger and how you can let people in. You can develop ways to feel good in yourself, but this is very much an internal process, and it is about trusting yourself, trusting your feelings, and knowing that you can use those as indicators of what you're about to heal in this lifetime. You could also feel very sensitive in an area of life where Chiron is in your chart. Chiron in Leo is where you are developing your confidence in yourself, in your gifts, in your talents. Chiron in Leo is helping you get stronger in being who you are and what that means for you, what it means to stand apart from the crowd and to stand on your own. Chiron in Leo is also helping you develop the ability to take a risk, to do something different, to have some fun and let go, and to trust yourself and where you want to put your energy. The energy of self-expression may have been ridiculed when you were younger. It may have been a place of deep wounding. For example, if you were involved in anything that was about putting yourself on a stage or being seen, maybe you received very harsh feedback. Maybe it wasn't supported by your family. Maybe there were parts of you that you didn't feel were worthy of being loved. So Chiron in Leo is accentuating these parts of yourself and then giving you ways to work through those areas and develop a sense of confidence, to own your gifts, to own who you are, and to know that you can trust yourself and putting yourself out there with how you are unique. You could even have an aversion to your creative gifts or to self-expression. It could be that sense of, oh, I've always wanted to take a dance class, but I'm not good enough. Or I always wanted to learn something about singing or painting or anything expressive, but that isn't me. That's not what my skills are. Chiron in Leo is actually saying, yes, you do have these skills, but it's maybe going to take you a few extra steps to develop them because it's an internal development process for you. It's more about getting strong in who you are more so than about what anybody else thinks. Chiron in Virgo has the ability to show us where our body needs attention, what we are healing at a physical level, where our internal systems need more support, more regular maintenance, and more regular attention. Chiron in Virgo is where we are able to turn our attention to self-care and personal healing without overlooking it, without doing too much for others and neglecting ourselves. Chiron in Virgo can also be searching for its purpose. How am I here to be useful? How am I here to contribute? What am I good at? And this can be a journey of self-exploration where you dabble or you try different things to see what is correct for you, what you want to improve, what you want to work on, but it can feel like you don't know where to go. The Chiron in Virgo energy wants to be doing something useful, to be of service, and to be of support to others. And so this can often be a really good indicator of what you need to first do for yourself, where you need to develop your own talents and taking care of you. Then you're going to be able to see what you enjoy and what you're good at. And then that's how you can take those same energies out to other people and to support them from a place of practicality and how to regularly improve your overall life and what you're experiencing. Chiron in Libra is where you are working on your relationships with other people and looking at the energies that you share with them. And this can be through all types of dynamics. Certainly, it's about one-on-one dynamics, which can be through friendships, partnerships, family, coworkers, etc. But there is a desire here to find win-win situations without holding yourself back, without restraining your own needs. So Chiron in Libra is on a journey of understanding how you show up in relation to other people, and if these relationships are fair in terms of the giving, the receiving, the cooperation, the participation, and also to make sure that you're able to communicate what you need. There could even be an unconscious desire to partner with people out of a feeling of safety and connection. There can be codependence that exists that you're unaware of. And so Chiron in Libra is asking you to look at relationships and to ensure that you have a safe place to do your own healing work, your healing work with others, but also with yourself. The primary relationship in your life is with yourself. So that Chiron in Aries energy usually finds other people who are a mirror to them, or who bring up something that is significant, even around your wounding from childhood, where you could be working out that wounding in a big way with a partner, with a coworker, with a friend, etc. So you're very aware of relationship dynamics and whether they are healing and supportive or whether you need to do more work on your own before you're able to see yourself objectively and to understand more of who you are in relationship. Chiron in Scorpio can signify a very deep wounding that relates to other people's energies affecting who you are, your sense of safety in the world, and your sense of power. Oftentimes, Chiron in Scorpio can show us where there has been some type of abuse or trauma or something very damaging at a psychological level that you are ready to work through in this lifetime. You're ready to go deeper in a safe healing environment to understand what is happening below the surfaces. The understanding of Chiron in Scorpio is that you do have to go into your emotional underworld and that that's going to be a big part of your life experience, but also a deep area of healing for you that actually gives you access to even deeper wisdom and understanding. So this is an intense energy to work with, but it's also about how you have the ability to heal yourself, to claim your power, to take back perhaps what you lost, what was stolen, or what was done to you by another person. So this is where you're reconfiguring trust, reconfiguring power dynamics, reconfiguring emotional safety, and doing it at a very deep level that can feel very empowering. A Scorpio is about how we interact with other people in a vulnerable manner. So Chiron in Scorpio typically means you need a safe person to talk with, be it a therapist, a counselor, an elder, someone who can help you through this part of your experience and bring about feelings of safety that perhaps you're feeling now for the first time after you've moved through some of these deep areas. Chiron in Sagittarius is the search for understanding, looking for something to grasp onto that is connected to your belief systems, to what you feel strongly about. There can be the energy here of religion, of how you grew up in a community, in a culture, what you were taught when you were younger about right and wrong and how you should be in the world. Chiron in Sagittarius can be healing some of these deeper understandings around what's possible in the world, as well as the energy of judgment. And there can be a fear of judgment that is very strong, where that Chiron in Sagittarius doesn't want to do anything wrong or step out of bounds for fear of how it will be received, perceived, or judged by other people. So the Chiron in Sagittarius journey is one of embarking on something on your own terms to determine what you believe, what is true for you, what is accurate for you, what resonates with you. And often this can show up through alienation, where you are alienated from a place that was once safe and you had to embark out on a new journey, a new way of understanding the world. This is where when you open up your curiosity and expand a definition of the world, that Chiron in Sagittarius can really connect with something that is true for it, that can be a new guiding beacon and can be very strong in how you want to live your life based on your own terms instead of what you were taught or told, especially when you were younger. Chiron in Capricorn is looking to understand where you fit in the world, where you're meant to be, where you're meant to direct your professional life or your career, where you're here to take charge of an area of your life, to be held responsible, to know that you are the one creating your reality, and that Chiron in Capricorn can feel a lacking of what it's meant to do or achieve or the goals that you want to accomplish in this lifetime. So this energy is showing you more of what you could understand around success and what it means to live a successful life, and that there can be pressure from the external world on what that looks like, but you're determining for yourself what you need and what you're meant to do that is satisfying for you. So Chiron in Capricorn is looking for satisfaction, life satisfaction, and understanding that I can do something on my own terms and do it well. And then that gives me an understanding of how I create my own success, of how I can see myself as being worthy and acceptable. Now, this energy can also be connected to the father and the mother. And Chiron in Capricorn can signify where you had programming when you were younger around what you have to do in the world, whether that's family expectations, father expectations, what it means to be successful. For example, you have to be a lawyer or a doctor in order to be respected. That kind of programming or those kinds of messages can be something that the Chiron in Capricorn experience is moving through and healing so that you are, again, redefining what it means to live a life on your own terms and how that can be successful on its own. Chiron in Aquarius is the journey of understanding what you want to contribute, what you're good at, and what your life vision is. It could be difficult to understand where you fit in to the bigger picture. You could have a hard time conceptualizing certain thoughts or understanding what to do with them. There could be insecurities around the vision or what you want. There could be a sense of, this is too big for me. I don't know if this is something I can actually do. But that Chiron in Aquarius wants to contribute, wants to be a part of something bigger than itself. And you could be searching for that, searching for the tribe, searching for the friends, searching for the people who are your people, so to speak. And so that Chiron in Aquarius can feel very alone at times, can feel like it's on the outskirts, that it has to do something maybe even rebellious to get attention or to feel like it's a part of the world. There can be a push-pull between, I want to do something on my own terms, but I want to work with other people, or I want to connect with other people at the same time. So Chiron in Aquarius is looking at where it fits in, what it wants to do, and also how to work with the mind, work with ideas and your creativity and everything that comes through you at a mental level, how to honor it, how to be aware of it, and how to be useful with it. The other side of this is that Chiron in Aquarius may only want to do something on its own and not work with groups of people, not be in a collective environment. And that could be part of the energies that you're healing in this lifetime, that you are here to do something that stands out from the crowd, and that's in fact how you contribute to what humanity needs right now. Chiron in Pisces can be the energy of not feeling grounded, not knowing where to go, not knowing who you are. It can be a sense of, I don't even know where I fit into anything, and I just want to separate. I want to escape. I want to disappear from this reality. And so the Chiron in Pisces energy can show up as any form of escapism that allows you to take a break, that allows you to be alone, to be on your own, and to be outside of human activities, human realms, to be outside of the mind. With this energy, you have to be aware of where you go that's excessive, that is too far out of your human senses, that you have to come back and ground yourself and be aware of your body, be aware of your responsibilities, be aware of the things you need to take care of on a daily basis. These can be challenges at first for Chiron and Pisces, but if you're able to incorporate your intuition, to trust how you feel, you're going to have an easier time of moving through these areas of life and these responsibilities. Chiron in Pisces is often very gifted with creativity, music, healing, trusting itself, using art, anything that allows you to create other worlds or go into other places that can be a point of balance to the human experience. So you want to develop your spiritual gifts, develop your intuition, and see these as tools to incorporate and allow them to support you without having to disappear, without having to leave the human experience, and to know that part of what you're repairing is that your connection to spirit always travels with you and you can always trust it. So there is a brief look at all 12 astrological signs and how the Chiron energy may be experienced within each one. Of course, these are just short blurbs, and that's why I recommend the books on Chiron so that you can do a deeper dive and understand the energy more holistically. And it can also be advantageous to understand transiting Chiron, as transiting Chiron moves around your natal chart through different houses and interacts with different planets, it's going to open up more areas of yourself and of your journey that are requiring your healing and your attention now. Chiron takes about 49 years to go all the way around the zodiac, and between the ages of 49 and 51, we all have the Chiron return. This is where Chiron returns to where it was at your time of birth, and it opens up deeper wisdom and understanding around how you've lived your life thus far. Chiron is where you can see what you've done so far in your life that is satisfying, that's been healing, that's been very good for you. But often during the Chiron return, we also see the next phase of our life. And what do you want to do next? What has been unresolved? What part of your life have you not tended to? What part of yourself have you not tended to? So the Chiron return is significant for everyone between 49 and 51 years of age, and it can signify a turning point in your life, a time when you're ready to work on something, to develop a skill, to develop a craft. And again, this opens you up to even more of your gifts and how you can use these natal energies. So I hope this has given you some good things to think about as we've talked about Chiron in your chart. And please note that you can look on my YouTube channel under the playlist, Learning More About Your Astrology Chart, for more of these specific episodes around each planet and what it means through the 12 different astrology signs. As always, thank you so much for your energy and time in listening to this podcast. It is a joy to connect with you through astrology. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. And of course, I'm on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you during our next episode. In the meantime, I wish you a beautiful healing journey ahead.